Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Well, guess what? We have our friend Kat James with us again today. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Howard. Great to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to talk to you. Boy, there's a lot going on that relate to what you try to teach people and want to get right into it. Kat, if you're not familiar with her, she's been on the show before. A lot of you have heard her talk, but she is the author of the best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. And she really turned her life around by changing her diet and the kind of things that she did. And we're going to talk about all that today, because I think more than ever, Kat, it's important for people to start paying attention to improving their immune systems. So
absolutely. Yeah, that whole ecosystem. And obviously, we're fighting some things we haven't been fighting before. And people understand, you know, we're fighting a virus, but there are also some surface issues that are coming up right in this time. Of course, we're in summer, but again, with the mask wearing, there are even some new problems being presented, perhaps health-wise, also surface-wise. Surface, obviously, is our health. I don't want to discount that, but there are yeast things and eye problems happening, you know, as we kind of trap our bacteria into that mask. Which are also of a concern, but just the resilience and not getting depressed during this time and making the connection between that inner ecology that we've talked about before and how we are resilient in every aspect. You know, we know my story with the eating disorder and the liver disorder and my near liver failure and all of those things that also ravaged my external beauty, the rashes that I had, my relationship with food, how my thyroid operated. It's amazing to imagine that all of those things and all these autoimmune things that people have, and also the likelihood that they're going to have a cytokine storm in reaction to getting sick, hopefully not from this virus. But all of that is dependent on what you just mentioned, that is the immune system and that internal ecology. And there's also an ecology on the surface of our skin that make us more vulnerable. There are surface aspects to our vulnerability to what's going on right now. So it's really an endless conversation.
Well, you bring up the mask, and it's interesting because yesterday I was talking to some young fellows that were in the golf shop at a country club. And I said, y'all have to wear those all day? And I knew they did. And they said, yeah. And I got to thinking about the fact that there's quite a few people there, including the health providers, having to wear the mask all day long. And that can bring up some problems. It fits right in what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know a family doctor who has a yeast thing on his eye, and a diner owner who has another, you know, abrasion thing going on in his eye. And it was funny, I was in a woman's restroom, and one of the women said, yeah, I have a raccoon face now, because she's getting a tan or sunburn on the rest on her eye area.
Yeah.
And not on the lower part of her face. So, yeah, these are interesting times.
Well, it's kind of serious stuff. Let's talk about some of the things people can do if they are having skin issues, or if they haven't been eating quite as healthy a food diet, and maybe a little overweight, maybe several problems.
They come together. And my case was like a poster child case of all the things that can go wrong, because we've got to first get the internal ecology. We've got to stop the things that are feeding the bad bacteria and the fungus, of course, sugar. That also glycates your protein, causes the wrinkles, et cetera. But if you're eating sugar, you're also harming the liver, and that has a lot of outcome on the face. Your immunity, as you talk about and I talk about all the time, is in your gut. So if you don't take care of that, all of the external things won't matter. But there are things you can do externally too, and also, you know, more directly to affect the external stuff, like not using the products that make your skin vulnerable. And we'll also talk about, you know, collagen and taking the right kind of collagen, what works. You want marine peptides and tripeptides. Do you want the right molecular weight? I talked about Dr. O'Hara's products in my book, The Truth About Beauty. And I talk about this fermented extract that this award-winning microbiologist invented. And we know that fermented stuff kind of inoculates us with that good bacteria even faster than typical probiotics. So it doesn't matter how many billions of a probiotic, a freeze-dried probiotic there is, you need a really good extract. So all of the Dr. O'Hara's products, including the collagen, the premium collagen plus product, and also the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic, have that extract that has been fermented for 3 years. So you have an inoculation that is far more powerful, prebiotic, postbiotic, which they think might even be more powerful than the bugs themselves. So you just don't get that right in other kinds of things.
Well, you and I have talked about the probiotic product for a long time, the RegActive. I assume you still recommend to go along with it to complete the whole picture. And those are the internal things that we do. And if you combine that with having a better diet, it's just amazing the results can come from that. But I want to talk a little bit more about the external things today. This beauty bar, the soap, and the collagen are pretty fascinating. How important the skin is, the biggest organ in our body, right?
Yeah, and it's the protect. It is our barrier from everything we don't want. And over cleaning and using disruptive synthetic soaps, for example, they just ruin the lipid barrier and the acid mantle. And that's like going in and tilling and ruining the soil.
It's just so similar. Yeah.
And so you want to, first of all, avoid using the synthetics. And there's a multiple award-winning beauty bar, and it's such a silly name for it because everybody in the family, whether they're using it for beauty, this is a health bar, Kampuku, K-A-M-P-U-K-U, and it does not dry out the lipid barrier. In fact, there's a fermented extract. And when you get into those fermented products, those were the first products that were commanding $200 in the beauty scene, because they really work, because they get that acid mantle and your good bacteria on the surface of your skin working. So again, the Dr. O'Hara Kampuku Beauty Bar, 5-time award winner, and I highly recommend that. Looking at what you can also take to ramp up this external protection, well, at the same time, you're going to help your tendons and muscles and bones and everything else, but collagen, and you need the right kind of collagen. So they found that marine peptides are what are really effective. And so you have the premium collagen plus, that's also got the Dr. O'Hara's extract in it, but CoQ10 and hyaluronic acid, and these are going to build up the skin. And it's a great way to do it. And it's something that's a little more expensive, but this one has the actual fermented extract with that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is, but you can use it a couple times a week. If you got a wedding coming up, you can use it every day, and you're going to see a big difference. But what you see in the mirror, again, is representing what's happening in the body. You're helping your tendons and your blood vessels and your muscles and your bones. So this is very, very win-win.
Well, what's the combination of things here? What you shouldn't do and what you should do. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, you obviously recommend highly. I do too. And the collagen. What should people avoid doing while they're starting to use these better things?
Yeah. Again, not just sugar, but things that turn to sugar as far as dietarily. No more beverages that have anything that spikes your blood sugar, and stop with the carbs and certainly the simple carbs, but some people may need to stop with the more complex carbs and really go very low. And it changed my life, as you know. And externally, again, there's a lot of ways to hurt yourself. Using those acids on your skin can thin the skin. Using just a regular soap on your face, or using things with perfumes or many of the red flag ingredients I mentioned in my book, and over exfoliating. You really don't want it. You're leaving yourself vulnerable. And when you're squeaky clean.
The rough soaps, in other words, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, and you're leaving yourself, anything that leaves you squeaky clean, you don't want to do that.
What about the deodorant soaps? I would personally put those in the bad category.
Yeah. In fact, the thing is the way to go here again is with the Kampuku, which is has a deodorizing quality because of its activity on strengthening the whole ecosystem on the surface of the skin. And so you're going to have a natural way to deodorize. And of course, there are natural deodorants I talk about in my book. But basically, you want to purify without stripping and not have that mentality of just squeaky clean and overdoing and not being harsh.
I have a dark complexion, relatively speaking, and my siblings have real light complexions. Is it the same kind of thought process, no matter what kind of skin you have, from black people and Hispanic down through really, really light white skin?
Yeah. And well, with dark skin, first of all, remember, you need a lot more vitamin D. And so that's something really important to remember.
Let's talk about that a little more when we come back, okay? Sure. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That's Kat James, and we will be back with you right after this.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Ulrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth, and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarns.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring, or when the foliage begins to grow.
For serious disease problems, apply the Sick Tray treatment, and to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Mary Rose, I need help with Kat's line there. And we'll get her back. Here we go. Thank you. Kat, you still with us there?
I am.
This thing you brought up about vitamin D, I wanted to talk about it a little bit more. These health things that we're talking about today affect people no matter what your skin color is, but there's actually some differences. And is it, would it be correct to say that people, the darker your skin, the more difficult it is specifically for vitamin D to get in your body, but other things as well?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There are other things, and skin sensitivities and tendency to oiliness. But either way, even if you have very light skin, there's a lot of people of any color who are very sensitive. And the mask issue and the sun and just what summer brings just tends to bring more vulnerability because of humidity to everyone. And this, again, I forgot to mention before, is something that can be addressed not just with cleansing the skin the right way, but also what you put on top of it. And mm-hmm. if you're putting synthetic products, they generally have synthetic emollients. And there's where if you can find something with no synthetic emollients, and there's something called Mago Roku that also has that this protection because you're going to wash off the Kampuku, you know, formula, but you want to be able to put something protective on your skin. And if you're oily and congested, you'll use a little less and you'll protect a little more if you're very vulnerable and dry. But the point is you want something, again, that continues to feed that good ecosystem. So a Mago Roku lotion has, again, that famous extract in it with the pre and the pro and the postbiotics, again, an essential formulas product. I'm going to spell it M-A-G-O-R-O-K-U, and it is the only thing that has this incredible extract that's very potent because it also has the metabolites of the bacteria, which is very unique even in this really hot trend of probiotic skincare.
Mago Roku. Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think about, related to this, the products that people use to prevent sunburn and skin cancer and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we know that most of these chemical sunscreens have some estrogenic quality and are toxic. And what you eat is going to have a huge impact on the oils you take in, the high-quality omega-3 from long-chain animal fatty acids is going to protect your skin. All of the antioxidants, and I mentioned the premium collagen plus, the CoQ10, even the lutein that you get from the eggs you eat is going to protect your skin. But you really want to avoid the synthetics and go for natural. There are a lot of great natural skincare, sun care products out there. Some aren't even allowed to say they're actually a sunscreen. So you can look at non-nano titanium dioxide and other mineral sunscreen. Even some of the mineral cosmetics have a natural SPF of around 17 to 20.
Well, going through a lot of stuff here, what's a good way for people to get more information? Go to your website first, and then maybe the Dr. O'Hara's site. Is that a good route?
Yeah, well, definitely all those products I mentioned, Amazon. But actually, if you can get them at your health food store, that's great. The Kampuku is at Sprouts. And obviously Whole Foods has some, and but the Premium Collagen Plus is online only at Amazon. My website is informedbeauty.com, where people can also learn how to change from the inside out their diet and get that metabolic flip that I always talk about.
Well, that's great. You got any new books coming up?
Oh, no. I'm working solidly right now, just helping people transform, and that's good enough for me.
Okay, give that website address one more time.
Sure, informed with an ED, beauty.com.
Well, Kat, it's always great to visit the Dr. O'Hara's products. You know, Judy, my wife, she really got turned on about it because she just lost weight like crazy. I guess everybody will experience a little bit different result, but the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the Active, and then the collagen, the new collagen products are just fantastic. And
absolutely, immunity really affects everything.
Yeah, all of this stuff. Check out the website. Kat, enjoyed being with you as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Howard. Thank you.
Bye, bye, Kat.
Bye.
All right, that's Kat James, and she is terrific on these health things. If you haven't. I know you've heard me talking about all this stuff for a long time, but if you haven't acted on it yet, you need to. There's really, really something to it. The Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the Kampuku Beauty Bar, just wonderful. The Reg Active, and then all the other things that we discussed. And her book, I'd recommend. It's The Truth About Beauty, and she really... proved how well all this works with her own health. She was in a lot of trouble at one time, and now very, very healthy as a result of all the things we're talking about here. Okay, back to the phones. Telephone number 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. One of the things I didn't get into talking to her about, you may have seen a 60 Minutes program that was trashing probiotics. We didn't get into it too much because I just think it's ridiculous what they talked about, and probiotics are nothing but beneficial. There's probably some other good ones on the market out there, but the one, the probiotic that is the most highly recommended by Kat, by me, by the other doctors and scientists that we have on the air is the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green, that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems, and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And let's get caught up on a few things. Let's see where I need to go first. One final thing about what Kat and I were talking about, and Bob Webster and I get into this quite a bit, and I'm going to be talking about it more and more. You know, we came up with this sick tree treatment for trees, and it works so well, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And the most important part of it, we're going to talk about trees with the next caller, it looks like, maybe. The most important part of it is exposing the base of the tree, exposing the flare. And what you're doing with that is with the organic program, the organic fertilizers and stimulating the biological activity in the soil, it's a very, very similar thing to what we're doing with healthy people and healthy animals. We're improving the gut of the animal, and the gut of the landscaping and gardening and farming and ranching and everything is the soil. And if you improve that situation, you create a situation where the immune system of the plant can take over and dominate. That's the key to the whole thing. It reduces the pest problems. It makes production better, makes healthier plants. And it's tough to talk about this stuff in some cases because for a long time, I think it's changing a little bit, but for a long time, a lot of the so-called experts at the university level were arguing, some still are, that plants don't have an immune system, which is kind of nutty. It's a different kind of immune system, but all living things have an immune system, and the path to health, whether you're talking about COVID-19 or the common cold or whatever you're talking about, the people with real strong immune systems, healthy diets, and don't have, you know, not overweight, don't have some built-in pending problem, are going to be able to more easily avoid those diseases. Same thing with plants. It works exactly the same way. Here's Greg in Dallas next up. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, sir? I don't know if y'all are going to discuss this in the next hour with trees, but every time it rains, my Texas fan ash trees that I just planted last year, they get that anthracnose, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it, disease, where they get the brown spots on the leaves and they curl. And I know on Google it says there's no cure for it.
Anthracnose. Now, what kind of tree was it? I'm not hearing you exactly good, Greg.
I'm sorry. It's Texas fan ash.
Okay, Texas fan ash, the Fantex.
Yes, sir. They get the spots on them and the leaves turn.
Okay.
And when I go to, I always go to turn the soil around the flare of the tree when that gets too packed so it's got nice air. And the mulch, I notice the mulch I use, the cedar chips, it's all white and fuzzy underneath. And I'm wondering if I'm giving it anthrax disease or something,
no.
You know, if I'm causing that. So
no, that's a fungus, but that's a beneficial fungus. That's not causing a problem. That's helping you out. Unfortunately, Greg, the Fantex ash is nothing but a kind of a glorified. It was done by a really great nursery in San Antonio, the Fantex nursery there. The Fantex ash is a hybrid Arizona ash. Is basically, they probably won't agree with that simple explanation, but that's pretty much what it is. And it does have a weakness, and the diseases are one of the weaknesses that the green ash and Arizona ashes and all the basic ashes have. You also have some insect problems, and some of them are imported and getting worse and worse. The answer, though, is what I just started talking about, the sick tree treatment. And the first step and the most important step, and you'll probably eliminate the disease issues you're having on your ash by simply exposing the flare of the tree, doing the rest of the sick tree treatment, which is to put out all of the organic amendments that I talk about, and especially include cornmeal. It's a very important part of the treatment. You'll probably get the disease situation under control in a very short period of time.
Cornmeal from the grocery store?
No, cornmeal from the garden center or from the feed store. What we want is whole ground cornmeal, plus the prices will be better if you buy from a nursery or a garden center. Most all of the garden centers in this part of the world these days will have a cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal in stock. Some of them are labeled horticultural cornmeal. That's not exactly right. That's a term I coined years ago. But if it says whole ground cornmeal or horticultural cornmeal, either one, that's probably going to be the entire corn kernel ground up, and that's what we want. And we put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, just like the same rate that we put out organic fertilizer.
And you turn that in the soil.
Well, you can just put it on the surface and water it in. Now, part of the sick tree treatment, and you can see it on my website on dirtdoctor.com. It's under guides on the homepage. It's a process.
Okay.
It's not a product or anything. It's the entire process. And one of the steps, if you do the entire program, is to aerate the root zone, the root system of the tree, by either mechanical aeration, stabbing it with a turning fork and doing it by hand, or spraying and drenching hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store mixed 50-50 with water. That gives you a liquid version of aerating the soil. And then you
All right, that sounds...
Yeah, and then you put on the other amendments, the compost, the rock minerals, lava sand, azomite, and the cornmeal and dry molasses, and you'll see dramatic results in your tree. And again, the most important step is the first step, and that is to remove the soil from the flare, expose the flare. And if you're not familiar with that term, just look up that on my website too, and you'll see examples of trees that don't have flares exposed properly and trees that do have the flare exposed properly.
All right, sir. I'll visit your website, dirtdoctor.com. And, hey, I just want to follow up with all these seeds being mailed out from China.
Yeah.
They keep saying we're trying to figure out what they are. But don't botanists, can't they just glance at a seed and tell you, oh, that's this, that's this, that's this?
I think that's going on, Greg. I think they're just being really careful with it about how they handle the seed and the whole thing. And maybe they already know and they're not letting us know yet. But, yeah, you're right. They can figure out what they are. And I assume that's in process.
Well, I haven't received any, and I tell the folks out there, y'all don't plant them. Lord mercy. Sir, thank you very much. Thank you for your show.
Okay, appreciate the call. Yeah, it's an interesting little problem, little story we've got going on there, isn't it? Here's Ken in Fort Worth. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Oh, doing pretty good. I have a west-facing exterior wall that gets absolutely no shade until the sun is almost set, and it's really heating up the side. I wanted to plant something that would be a shade for that side of the house, and I need it to be about 8 to 10 feet tall so it won't cover up my solar panels.
8 to 10 feet tall shrub kind of a thing. Some of the hollies are pretty tough. The Nellie R. Stevens holly can be kept at that height. It wants to be taller than that, but it's one of the toughest plants you could possibly use there. And then I would also look at abelia, A-B-E-L-I-A, abelia. The full-size abelia is what you want. It has white flowers on it during the summer, and it's a semi-evergreen plant. Great plant, very, very tough. I would also look at the various viburnums. Some of them are really, really tough and can help you in that situation. The one that might be among the toughest would be the rough leaf or leather leaf viburnum. And then the last thing I would take a look at, and you can decide, all these will work, and it depends on what you want to look at and whether you want to use just one plant or mix several together or whatever you want to do. But some of the cedars, there's some plants that are akin to our native cedars, native eastern red cedar, that are dwarfish forms that could be kept at that height also.
Okay. The only thing I came up with was Rosa Sharon and crape myrtle, so I'm glad I called you.
Yeah, crape myrtle could take the condition, okay, but it's not going to give you that solid look that you're looking for. Rose of Sharon's and crape myrtle both are going to be totally bare in the winter, and those
right.
that I mentioned
right.
To you there are all evergreen.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Also, I had called you probably a couple of months ago about the virus on my tomato plants, and you said put peroxide mixed with Garrett juice on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that the existing plant did not heal up, but it got a new plant came up that did not have the virus. So now when I plant tomatoes, I routinely just put some peroxide in the Garrett juice the first time. So
I think it's probably a pretty good thing to do. And doing the Garrett juice as a foliar and a drench in the soil early on, I think really helps quite a bit too. Bob Webster and I talk about this quite a bit. One of the things that he believes in that I think I agree with him on is to put the organic fertilizer in pretty heavily early on before the planting is even done. I would add to that part of the sick tree treatment, and probably the most important step would be the corn meal, the whole ground cornmeal, mixed into the bed preparation with the compost and organic fertilizer, and let that be there a while, let it sit there a while before the planting is done, and it's just going to give you a whole lot of help against some of those things that commonly pop up on tomatoes and other vegetable crops.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea.
All right.
Thank you for your show. Thank you for your help.
Okay, Ken, thanks for calling. Talk to you later. Here is Stephanie, San Antonio, speaking of San Antonio. What's up?
Oh, hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing great.
Great. Well, I've got a situation. We have got a yard, a lawn that is less than 3 years old at St. Augustine Rally. Got hit with a small area of brown patch about mm-hmm. 2 years ago. That was diagnosed by our local nursery. And we've treated with fungicide. I've cut back on the watering in the evening. It gets a good amount of sunlight, and it also is on a slight incline, so I think the drainage is pretty good. But just this past summer, we got really hit hard with dying out of that grass. It's acting a little differently, and now it's pretty much just bare. And I'm at a bit of a loss of what to do at this point.
Well, you need to go the organic route, and the whole ground cornmeal will probably do you more good than anything. Broadcast it like a heavy application of organic fertilizer. But hold on so we can talk a little more when I come back. If you can, I'm Howard, and I'll be back.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border.
the best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. And Stephanie, are you still with us?
I am, yes.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. You have a disease. It was diagnosed as take-all or brown patch. Which did you say?
Brown patch.
Okay.
Brown patch.
It's basically the same solution in either case. It sounded like, from what you said, that you used a chemical fungicide on it at one time?
Yes, sir, we did.
Okay. Do you remember what the name was? Was it Balaton or Daconil or something like that?
Oh,
it's not that big a deal.
Gosh.
I was just curious.
It's slipping my mind. It was the top recommendation by, like I said, by our local nursery. And I applied it, I think, once a month for about 2 to 3 months. The first year, it seemed to kind of, it stopped things. We had good growth in that area. But this year, like I mentioned, it's in the same general location, but it began in a different area. And it has really begun to spread.
Okay.
I'm starting
right.
to see a lot of what looks like just dead grass.
Well, let me tell you how to solve your problem. The first thing I want you to do is go to a different nursery, and it is called Shades of Green.
Okay.
And it's north San Antonio. It's pretty easy to find. You'll love it. It's the most fantastic, beautiful nursery you've ever seen. It's 100% organic. They don't sell Daconil and Balaton. They don't sell any chemical anything. They're 100% organic. It's Bob Webster and Roberta Churchin's place there. My buddies, they owned it and sold it and then ended up getting it back and turned it into even a greater nursery than it was to begin with. But what you want to do is put out cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, which they will they sell, and you put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. You might even want to start, in your case, by spraying the whole area with hydrogen peroxide mixed with Garrett juice. Garrett juice is a liquid formula that we give out. It's in my books. It's on the website. You can make it yourself. But if you don't want to make it yourself, you can buy it from Shades of Green, the commercial version they have in stock. And you may have to plant some new grass in the completely bare areas. But what the organic approach does, the cornmeal and all these things that we're talking about, they stimulate the life in the soil and get the beneficial microbes growing, and they take care of business. When you put out a toxic chemical disease control, they actually kill more of the beneficial fungi and bacteria than the targeted pathogen. And that's why they don't work very well. You know, it's just a whole different thought process. We go from the standpoint of increasing the health of everything, the soil and the roots of plants and the top, so the plants can take care of themselves.
Got it.
And Shades of Green can help you out with it. There are other nurseries in San Antonio that sell a lot of organic products, but as far as being 100% organic, the Shades of Green is where to go.
That's fantastic. All right, Howard, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. And I'm talking about the Shades of Green in San Antonio. There are other Shades of Greens nurseries out there. Some sell some organic products and chemicals. Some are totally chemical. So the one I'm talking about is specifically the one in San Antonio. Let's talk to Beverly in Lipan, Texas. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Howard. Good morning. I kind of need the end of the story to help me with this pecan tree.
Okay.
It's a young tree. It's, you know, 10 feet tall. And we planted it and thought, oh, the horses won't bother it. Huh. And so they stripped some of the bark off the eternal optimist. So my husband has built a cage around it out of cattle panels.
That's
but
good.
But meanwhile, you know, we took your tree goop, the DE, the fireplace ashes, and the compost and water, and made a slurry and used the burlap strap, you know, big strips, and swaddled it in that, and then we put foil on it like you suggested to hold it in place. And then we don't know what to do. And I thought, you know what, are we supposed to keep it wet? Are we supposed to take it off? It's been on there for two months at least. I took the foil off, but the burlap, of course, it's going to stay there until I peel it off. What's the next step? What did I do wrong?
Did the horses strip it all the way around 360 degrees?
No, they didn't. They stripped about a fourth of it from the, you know, your kneecap up to your shoulder, you know, about a 2-foot strip, about a fourth of the way around.
Okay.
And they didn't girdle the whole thing.
Okay. Well, we don't have much of a problem at all. You can pull. It's good that you took the foil on off. You can go ahead and just let the burlap fall off, or you can gently pull it all off. And if it is starting to callus, in other words, the edge of the wound is starting to round and form callus, that means it's healing. I would continue to put the tree trunk goop on a couple more times and just let the rain and irrigation, if there is any, wash it off naturally. It doesn't hurt to stay on there. But I'd go ahead and take the burlap off and let's see if the callus is starting to form.
Okay.
If that's the case.
Okay, and then if it's not, treat it again.
Yeah, if it's not, put the burlap back on, treat it again. Just keep the burlap moist and it's probably already starting to heal, though.
Okay, I hope so. It's been on there quite a while. Do you have time for one more quick question about Christmas cactus and when to prune them?
Yeah, but let me put you on hold.
Back?
I got to do a few things, and I'll bring you up at the beginning of the next hour, okay? If that is okay. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the telephone number is 866-444-3478. Fast-moving show, as often is the case, and we'll be glad to chat with you about whatever your interest in gardening, landscaping, pest control is right after this.